Hey everyone, this is Daniel, and I'm really excited to have you here because this episode is going to be probably one of the most important ones that I'll ever create, okay? I'm going to talk about noise, how to avoid that, how to create structure in your content, in your messaging, and how to build a customer journey that actually makes sense and allowing you to convert your prospects and followers into paying customers. It's going to be a really, really important thing, so obviously tune in. Now, the thing is that you should really care about this stuff because I personally was wasting my time on social media creating content that did not allow me to convert anyone into clients. I ended up creating content that just results in likes and hearts and comments, but never in paying customers. And the same thing can happen in emails, in offers that you create, in your stories, in your... well, in everything that you do. You need to have structure in your messaging. You need to know what kind of information your prospects should really be hearing and learning about, okay? So by the end of this call, what you're going to learn is, first of all, what do I mean by structure? How to make structure? What are the kind of questions that you can ask yourself in order to ensure that you are providing them with a clear path and not confusing them? And also, how to just create content that actually results up in paying customers, okay? The right type of content that you should be producing, okay? So let's talk about why it is so common to end up creating noise, and what do I mean by noise? Now, as business owners, as entrepreneurs, what most likely happened to you is that you've picked a couple of skills along the way. So I can vouch for myself and I can say that I have experience in YouTube marketing, lead generation, Facebook groups, podcasting, lead generation, website design, email marketing, so many different things. And because we, as solution providers, try to provide as much value and information to our prospect, what ends up happening is that we usually shift from one topic to another because we try to provide as much value as we can, and we don't want to miss important pieces. So I, for example, can talk one day about email marketing, the next day about website design, and on the third day about podcasting. And obviously, while this information can be helpful and can make sense for my audience, what I do is I create distraction. I create distractions, I create noise, and I'm pushing away my ideal customers. Why is that? Well, it's very simple. Thing is that while I can talk about email marketing and I can talk about podcasting and so many different things, that is not my expertise. So I can obviously mention that topic and I can provide some value. I can open that door, but can I close that door? Most likely no. And even if I could close that door, I wouldn't do that because that's not my expertise and I'm not going to talk about email marketing for like 2 weeks now. I can talk about email marketing for 2 or 3 days, just share something cool that I've learned or picked along the way. But again, I'll just open that door, I won't close that. Now, why is that bad? It's very simple. Because we are now opening a door to an opportunity, to something cool that might pique the curiosity of our followers, but we can't close that door. Now, it's their responsibility to close that loop. They are curious, but they are also confused. They understand the potential, but they also don't know how to make that happen for them in their business. So what they do is they go to Google and they start searching for that. So they watch videos, they read articles and blogs, they sign up for different newsletters. They are now targeted by courses and by professionals, and they are distracted. They are really distracted. You obviously might have helped them open a door that they are really passionate in closing and learning more about, but they are now so confused that when you switch back to what you normally talk about, they won't be able to follow you. They won't be able to take action on your offers when you present such because they are confused and they are in something completely else. Let's say that you are a copywriter that mentioned one day about a possibility in email marketing. So now your followers are asking themselves, wow, that is cool. Maybe I should focus on email marketing. Maybe I should find a good service and start building campaigns. And they'll probably do that, or they'll at least try. So in 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, when you'll go back to talk about copywriting, they won't tune in because they are so focused on email marketing. You might even provide an offer that they could have converted on 3 days ago, but now? No, they don't have the time to take you up on your mastermind or course or even watch your webinar because they are on email marketing. This is the sexiest thing on earth. This is the new shiny object that they're trying to chase. And they are not to blame. You are the only person that is to blame. You've opened that door, but you couldn't close that. You've showed them the opportunity that exists in email marketing, but you couldn't really finish or end that loop. You piqued their curiosity, you tickled it, but you couldn't, you know, scratch it enough. So now they are distracted. And you are the person that caused that and led them to that distraction. And you do that more often than you think. One day you might talk about email marketing, the next day you might talk about website design, the next day you might be talking about lead generation. So now they're so confused, they have so many doors and they can't move forward, they are stuck. And you are the reason that they are stuck now. Instead of providing them, instead of helping them, instead of supporting them, you made them froze. They're now frozen, they are stuck, they are so confused. And when someone is confused, he cannot move forward. Even if your offer would make perfect sense for them, and it would be amazing, and it would be a no-brainer, they won't be able to convert, or they might convert, but not as likely as they were a couple days ago before you opened that door. This is what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, when I talk about lack of structure, when I talk about creating noise, I usually mean opening irrelevant doors. Opening so many doors that they have so many different options and they're just confused. And this is what most marketers do. And they do it on a daily basis. So here's what you need to know. You need to have a clear path. While you can talk and you can mention different topics and opportunities, you also need to talk about that in a way that you'll be able to close that opportunity, close that door, and also bridge back to what you normally talk about. So you can talk about email marketing, but you also need to finish in a way that would allow them to shift their focus back on what you normally talk about. So you can talk about email marketing, but you also need to make sure that they understand that they should never go into email marketing before they understand copywriting. For example, I'm just saying something, okay, you don't have to agree, it's just a random thought. But you need to provide a bridge that they can take in order to get back to where you are and where you want them to be, okay? So here's a couple of questions that I ask myself that allow me to ensure that the kind of stuff that I want to talk about and I'm interested in talking about actually makes sense and would not end up creating noise or pushing away my ideal customers towards topic that I can't really support them with. So first of all, first question, the most important one, is that topic a necessity or is it a nice to know? Do they have to know that in order to get to point B, the point that I'm trying to help them get to? Or is it just something that obviously can be helpful, but can end up doing more harm than good? Is it a nice to know or a necessity? Ask yourself that. It's a very simple question. Do they have to know that in order to achieve their desired state? Yes or no? It's that simple. If it's not, you can document that thought, but obviously try to aim for topics that you should really be talking about because there are quite a few of those and you can always go a little bit more in depth and it would make sense. Okay, and these are usually the kind of stuff that you can really support them with. So obviously they'll tune in, they'll remain following you, they'll keep on following you, and yeah, you'll just have an easier way. Another question, am I opening an irrelevant door? And if I do, can I also close that? Okay, are you talking about something that is a little bit far from what you normally talk about? And if so, can you close that door and transition them back to the main focus, the kind of content that you normally talk about? Is that the case? Yes or no, it's that simple. Okay, also, does this topic make sense? Does it go in line with what I normally talk about? Because here's the thing. If you'll jump from one topic to another, instead of just confusing, in addition to just confusing your audience, you'll also be doing something else that is bad for your business. You'll end up attracting the wrong type of crowd. People who follow you because you're now talking about email marketing. But then in 2 days, when you're going to switch back and not talk about email marketing anymore, they'll tune out again. You're attracting the wrong type of people, the kind of people that are not really interested in what you have to say. They're just interested in the special theme that you are, that you are including in your content in the last couple of days. Also, instead of just attracting the right type of crowd that would follow you and keep on following you, no matter the jump that you're doing, the transition, as long as obviously the transition makes sense. Obviously, you can't talk about email marketing one day and about keto diets the other day. But as long as it would be, you know, appropriate and a necessity, they would keep on following you. Instead of doing that, attracting the right type of people, you're attracting the kind of people that will tune out in a couple of days. Okay, that will stay only as long as you'll keep on talking about the stuff that they appreciate. That is it. Now, if you understand structure, if you ask yourself those questions, and if you will really be able to create the kind of content that attracts your ideal clients and also keeps them focused on the right path, the path that you can support them with, that does not, you know, offer different distractions along the way, you'll be able to convert them more efficiently than ever before. You just need to pick the topics that you talk about appropriately and carefully. It's not hard, it just requires some thought. When you'll do that, you'll thank yourself so much in the long run. And I really hope that you've enjoyed this episode. I'd love to know your thoughts. Depending on where you watch this, either comment down below, tune in, subscribe, follow. And yeah, I can't wait to hear that. And I can't wait to see what you think. Bye-bye.